Praise the Lord, my brothers and sisters. Greetings to you all in the matchless name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome to today's Spirit's Podcast Ministries. Today's morning words for the meditation is taken from the book of Joel, chapter 2, verses starting from 20 to 27. Book of Joel, chapter 2, verses starting from 20 to 27. But I will remove far from you the northern army, and will drive him away into a barren and desolate land, with his face toward the eastern sea and his back toward the western sea. His stench will come up and his foul odor will rise because he has done monstrous things. Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord has done marvelous things. Do not be afraid, you beasts of the field, for the open pastures are springing up, and the tree bears its fruit, the fig tree and the vineyard, and the vine yield their strength. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain faithfully, and he will cause the rain to come down for you, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. The threshing floors shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with new wine and oil. So I will restore to you the ears that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust, my great army which I sent among you. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be put to shame. Then you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. I am the Lord your God, and there is no other. My people shall never be put to shame. Amen. Here ends the Bible reading. Dear brothers and sisters, the nature of our God is He is a provider, He is a protector, and He is also a restorer. He restores to His people all things that they have lost in their life. He will restore you with all goodness. We see that Israel has been struck and they have lost many of their blessings. The fields have been consumed by the swarming locust, the crawling locust, consuming locust, chewing locust. They had been struck, hit. The fields have been eaten. The blessings have been taken away by the enemy. But the Lord is restoring new blessings upon Israel. And the Lord says that I shall be amidst of Israel. My people shall not be put to shame. Israel shall not be put to shame. My people shall not be put to shame. The Lord says that I will bless you many folds. The Lord is asking His people to rejoice in the Lord your God, for He has given you the former rain faithfully. He will cause the rain to come down for you. Hallelujah. And the Lord says the threshing floors shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with the new wine and oil. A total new blessings the Lord is going to meet you with. Joel chapter 2, starting from 20, you have to read this chapter, you have to read the verses. The word of God is powerful and mighty. God is gonna meet all your needs. He is going to recompensate for all your losses that you have met. He is going to compensate for all your losses. He is going to fill you, feed you, until you say enough. You shall not see a drought and famine, but you will be filled. For the Lord is in your midst. The Lord God Almighty is in your midst. God wants you to confess. God wants you to manifest His presence amidst of you. This verse actually starts with, this chapter starts with the words. Joel chapter 2, verse 20 starts with, "But I will remove far from you the northern army and will drive him away into a barren and desolate land with his face toward the eastern sea and his back toward the western sea. His stench will come up and his foul odor will rise because he has done monstrous things." There might be a monster that is taunting the country of Ukraine. A monster who have come up against them to kill down innocent people, to make the land desolate, to burn all the things and vegetation of the land, to take away the blessing of the land because of the ego of that monster. Today the Lord is giving a word that is equally comforting the land of Ukraine and the people of Ukraine. When I read through this chapter, I was meditating, I was praying for the land of Ukraine and Russia, that the war should come to an end, the people should be freed, those who have gone away from the land, all those homeless people, those who have been trapped under buildings, many who have lost their loved ones, many who had become orphans, who lost the mother and the dad, who had lost relatives, who lost a family member, who lost a loved one. And the fear of battle is still gripping the people of Ukraine. And I prayed to the Lord. I received that word, that Joel 2:20. "But I will remove far from you the northern army." The northern army is Russian army. "And will drive him away into a barren, desolate land." He shall run away from Ukraine. He will run away from touching her. The Lord is going to do a marvelous thing. He is going to wage a war. He is going to stand and defend the land. Hallelujah. At least for few people who are trustworthy, at least for the few who fear the name of the Lord, who believe that deliverance comes from Him, for those people, the Lord is going to stand up and fight against the enemy. And the Lord says, "With his face toward the eastern sea and his back toward the western sea." The Lord is going to drive away the monstrous country. Hallelujah. That monster of Russia, he is going to drive away him from Ukraine. That is, he will face toward the eastern sea and he will run. He will show his back toward the western sea and he will run. When I checked on the map of Ukraine and Russia, I also found that the two seas that were concerning, it is just over there in the map. So the western sea, and the Lord says that the enemy, he will face toward the eastern sea and his back toward the western sea. On the eastern side of Russia, it is the Caspian Sea. And on the western side of Russia, it is the Black Sea. So the enemy will show his back towards the western sea and will face the eastern sea and run away from the land of Ukraine. His stench will come up and his foul odor will rise because he has done monstrous things. I believe that these words are concerning the current situation, the current condition. And this word really suits. And I believe that God had spoken through these words. When I meditated on this, I had found out a little truth behind that. And the Lord is going to wage a war. The Lord is going to stand for his people. He will drive away the monster from affecting his innocent people. His righteous land shall not be touched. The Lord will save his people. Where one or two is gathered in his name, and when they call upon the name of the Lord, in that place, the Lord shall come down He shall descend on that place, and he will inhabit amidst of them. So my brothers and sisters, our God is a powerful God. Those who believe in his name, to them he shall be a rescuer. He shall deliver them from monstrous army. He will deliver them from the enemy and keep them safe and sound. For the Lord is giving a word. He says, "Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord has done marvelous things." The Lord has done marvelous things, and he will do marvelous things, for that is his nature. For the Lord will never fail you. When you trust, when you have that faith in him, when you trust in the name of the Lord is all powerful to you. He will come down with his mighty army and destroy your adversaries. He will destroy your persecutors. For he is the battle hero. He will avenge your enemies. Hallelujah. Joel chapter 2 verse 20. This is a promise for those who are living in Ukraine. This is a promise for the government of Ukraine. Lord is comforting his people. He will drive away the enemy. You have to believe and pray. When you believe and pray with all your heart, the Lord shall do great things. The Lord shall bring all his words to pass. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord is going to feed you. He is going to restore you. The nation that has lost, the Lord will restore that nation. He will bring peace upon the land. All those who have returned and gone away will come back to the land. More than millions and millions of people who have gone away from the land in search of home, in search of a resting place, they will come back happily. For the Lord is going to do a great thing. God is going to wipe away calamity, and he will restore the land. Hallelujah. And he is going to fill his people. He is going to make green pastures. He is going to command beasts to have green pastures to feed them. Amen. Let us pray to the Lord. Let us ask him to protect and safeguard us from disasters, from calamities that are before us. The Lord is our deliverer. The Lord is our hero. He is our avenger. He alone can do great things in our midst. Let us call upon his name and ask him to be with us always, to fight all our battles. Let us surrender unto him our life, our knowledge, our comfort, our health, our wealth, our body, our soul, and our mind, our heart. Let us completely surrender into the hand of the Lord. Let us say, "Lord, you take control of me. My life is in your hands. My life is in your hand. There shall be shipwrecks. There shall be destructions around me. But my life belongs to you. You have brought me to the world with a purpose. You have called me and anointed me with a purpose. Lord, I believe and I trust in you. Be with me today. Be with me every day. Because I need you. You are more than anything that belongs to me. You are more than everything. Without you, I'm nothing. Be with me always, Lord, and protect me and safeguard me. For I love you and I worship you and I have my faith upon you. May the Lord bless you and restore to you all that you have lost. The Lord will make you to lie down on green pastures. He will take away the fear. He'll take away the trauma from your midst. He'll wipe away all your tears and give you happiness and gladness. You will rejoice in Him. You will rejoice in Him. For the Lord will drive away your enemy from your midst. You will search for him, but you will not find him. He will drive away. The enemy shall be ashamed. Hallelujah. The people of the Lord shall not be ashamed. Hallelujah. Yes, the Lord is giving you the word. My people shall never be put to shame. The Lord says that if you believe and if you trust in his name, he will not put you to shame. Amen. The Lord is the only one. There is no other God. Hallelujah. I am the Lord your God and there is no other. Believe in him. Walk with him. The Lord shall bless you and amazingly deliver you. Amen. God bless.